I mean, we haven't played them, you know, all off season, and only once a year before, so we don't know much, but seen enough and of their success to know that they play the right way, and they have a pretty big team, so I'm sure it'll be a physical game, and we'll have to be right from the get-go.
This team's talked a lot early on about wanting to play a heavy physical, but also with speed. Is this a good test going up against a team like LA?
Well, like I said, I mean, with the success they've had, I think that anytime you're playing a team like that, you know, it's going to be a good test. So I think they'll more so test, you know, how we play and playing the right way and making sure we're getting pucks in the right areas because they're a team that takes advantage of turnovers.
Did you watch their game last night?
I caught a little bit of it, but not a whole lot.
What are the keys when you go up against a goalie like Quick, because known as kind of one of the best in the NHL?
I mean, any good goaltender, it's all about getting traffic, pucks to the net, and trying to create second chances to where maybe he's out of position a little bit and you can capitalize. So that'll be the game plan as usual, I guess.
Regardless of the opponent, how important is it to get some back-to-back wins going and, as the kids say, protect your house?
Well, I think, you know, we always want to be a team that plays well at home and takes advantage of the energy in this building. You know, as far as, you know, getting back-to-back wins, we want to build on the good things we did in Edmonton and try to correct some of the mistakes that we made. So I think as a team, if you try to do that throughout the year, good things will happen.
Andrew, is it your 2 years here in Winnipeg? Has it been easy to judge the mood of the city based on how you guys are playing?
I don't know. I mean, it's been kind of two different years, but I think anytime there's a Jets game, you can sense the excitement around the city, and they really rally behind us and give us all the support we need. So, you know, definitely as a player, you notice that.
It's been a bad summer for fans here with the Bombers' woes, and of course, they're now predicting a long, cold winter. So they need something to take their mind off things.
Yeah, I mean, winning hockey games does cure a lot of things. So hopefully we can get off to a great start here and keep going.
You've been through a lot of home openers, but is it something as a player that you enjoyed? Does it feel any different than any of the other games?
Yeah, for sure. I think the first game of the season, the first game back at home, they all have a little more excitement to it, and you're excited to get back and play in front of your home fans, and it's just a different, you know, atmosphere compared to, you know, throughout the middle of the season or playoff games. So, you know, the first one is always exciting, and you know, we want to take advantage of, you know, like I said, the energy in the building and the excitement of everyone in here to be back at home.
You guys struggled against teams last year that finished in that top eight Eastern Conference. Do you think roster-wise this team is better prepared to handle those top teams this year?
I hope so. Only time will tell, and I think, you know, that's up to us to prove that as a group. But it was a good start in Edmonton. I thought we had, you know, you look down the list, we had different contributions from all sorts of people across the board. And you know, I think that's the sign of a deeper team, and, you know, it could lead to a lot more success if we can keep that going.